Hi, Eloise and Mary. I'm Carol Soares. I'm a member of the Historical Society. And with my friend Joyce, we would like to ask you some questions on your vivid memories of living in Bethlehem, what life was like growing up, schools, anything particular, family, that you can tell us what life was like in Bethlehem. Who would like to go first? Introduce yourself.
I am Mary Lewis Nickwit. I lived in Bethlehem from the time I was born, 1921, until after I graduated from high school. Then we came back here in the summer. I went to Ohio to school and married in Ohio, and we came back here summers with our family, as long as my mother and father had business. My father on Lewis Hill, where my mother had a summer business, where she served three meals a day, and had guests from all over the East. Great many of them who came from Philadelphia, and that's where they started coming from, because this last week we lost a friend here, Helen Schuster, and Helen's father was an ophthalmologist in Philadelphia, and he would send his patients up to stay at my mother's during the emergencies. And so many of her early guests were there. She and her dad had a quite successful little business there during the tough years when people didn't pay much to come up here, and mother fed them three meals a day. And
waited on tables.
And we waited tables and did all the little things that had to be done.
What was the name of the place, please?
The Lewis Hill. And of course, my grandfather had come to Bethlehem in 1884. There's a picture up on the wall that we scattered, and he was the one who developed this block.
And his name was?
Lewis. Fred Lewis.
Fred Lewis.
So that's where he started from, and so we grew up there. I mean, he was there, my grandmother, and then my dad and mother, there were four of us, my brother Bill, and myself next, and Eloise, and then our brother Walter, and we grew up in that group in the late 30s, and early 40s that were struggling along in Bethlehem and all. And so we always kept touch with here, and where do we go from there?
Where do you live now?
We both live in Orlando, Florida. We lived, my husband and I and our four girls lived in Ohio for all our married life, and we moved to Orlando 20 years ago and have been very happy there in retirement. But we love it because we can get back to Bethlehem in the summertime because we have a daughter who has a home in Easton, up on a hill there overlooking the mountains.
What's your name?
Her name is Bjorna, Susanna Bjorna, B-J-O-R-N-E-R. She and her husband have this home up there, and her husband is Danish, as tell from my name, and he spends 6 months in Denmark every summer because he is an artist and he does shows there, and she works in Connecticut and comes up weekends, but there is a house there that needs occupying, and so we are fortunate enough to occupy it. and it gives us a chance to get back to Bethlehem.
Well, how wonderful.
Yeah.
What are some of your fond memories of growing up here in Bethlehem and your school years? And
where did you start?
Okay, I'll start. I'm Eloise Lewis, and I'm born and raised here, just like Mary was. We were talking about it this morning, about going to school. And the school started being burned down. I can remember that I was down in the basement, and I didn't want to leave. I mean, I was coloring. And the teacher kept coming in, Elvis, you got to get out, you got to get out, the school's on fire. I can remember that. I don't remember a lot of the other years I had.
That's vivid.
That was a good one.
What year was that the fire happened?
1931? 31.
Yeah.
I was in second grade. And then we went to school up at the Methodist Church, the Old Methodist Church. And I can remember Mary was bringing it up this morning that when the school was finally dedicated and we would move in, we all walked up the street that morning. Even the second graders, we walked. And I can remember that so vividly, that snow on the streets, you know, and they just marched us right up to the school and let us to take us into the new school. Mary said it was February 22nd, 1932. It was
George Washington's 200th
birthday, and I knew that, and Bob Turner was here this morning, and he remembered too, because he was a senior in high school, and he only had to walk from the town building to school. The little ones had to
get to the father's school.
I was in the, we were in the, what was the Al Reed store, and what is now the Village Market. That's where we had classes at that point. I was in the fifth grade. It was a very eventful celebration of Washington's 200th birthday.
Were you young ladies good little ladies in school, or were you tomboys?
Tomboys, were we?
We
played basketball, and
We played basketball, and
you have a favorite teacher?
Miss Tewksbury was one of my favorite teachers, and she was our 7th and 8th grade teacher. And I think she also taught some math or something in the high school, didn't she? And she was the basketball coach, of course. She was very good. And there was Miss Caswell.
Miss Caswell. I think I had her in the 5th grade.
Jeanette spoke, said something this morning about Isabel Hunt. Was she a business teacher?
Business teacher.
Yeah. And there were teachers in all, and it was important. And then when we got ready to graduate in 1939, we were the 50th class.
Oh.
Because the first class had graduated in 1889. And there were 9 of us in our class. And
we only had 4.
And we decided that we really ought to celebrate that 50th. Group. And I have forgotten just how many came back from that 50-year class. But there was a Dr. Wilder from Whitefield and his wife, who were both members of the class. And then there was a short, stocky man, and I can't remember that name, but it's in the records here, I know. And then a gardener, a lady from Littleton. I think there were 4 or 5 of the 6 members of that class that came back for that graduation. And we sort of redid their graduation as a, the first part of it was all, we were on the stage and clothes reminiscent of that year, and we had speeches all built around the subjects that they spoke about, and it was rather unusual and rather good. And it was at that time, somewhere along that time, that Mr. Betts, the principal, wanted a school song, and that's how I came to put together that school song.
It's a very beautiful school song.
It is a nice school song. Of course, it's traditional music, Cornell University, many others, but it worked well because it was something that people knew and remember.
What do you think would be the highlight of your visit with this reunion going on now? What do you think you'll take home with you for the best times?
Well, because 5 years ago, the three of us showed up, but we can't get the fourth person to show up.
Your class.
Because when I go back and tell some of my friends that there's only four in my graduating class, they can't believe it.
No.
They think, four people? it's just unbelievable.
Small town America.
That's right. They just don't understand how you could all go to school in one building. So.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I want to be coming up. Now, Mary's come up to more of the reunions than I have. When my mother was alive, I just didn't want to leave. So, I mean, even though she was with me down there in Florida, I just didn't want to go. So, I began coming up 10 years ago, and then 5 years ago. And it's been fun. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, the three of us, we get a ball out of it.
Do you see a lot of changes in the town?
Yes. From we're growing up, all the hotels, we all have hotels along there. I mean, it's known for the 30 hotels in Melbourne. It's such a shame now, like to see, I guess it's the Highland House, isn't it? That is just bad shape. You wish somebody could just tear it down. Nothing there is to have that, just a little down. And I mean, Mary took me up the other day to see our house up in the hill. That's pretty in bad shape.
How about some of the businesses in town that are not here anymore? What do you remember?
Businesses. Well, this one. I worked at the telephone company, which is the laundry now. I worked there, and then Parker's drugstore. I was always there. And Al Reed's electrical. Is it electrical?
Joe Cronies.
Joe Cronies. Taxi.
Taxi service and all in that little.
Always
when we walked to town. In the morning when we were here in the summertime, we'd always stop in there, and Mrs. Coney ran the office there, and made the appointments, and it was always there. She was always there to talk to.
She was a great friend of ours, too.
Yes, and of course, Jackson's department store was really.
And the post office right next to it.
The post office was there when it moved
Dad used to work there.
But the Jacksons, when we were in the malt shop the other day for lunch, I said, we used to stop in here and buy penny candy right inside the front door. Penny candy.
You remembered where that was.
Yeah, you remembered where that was. These were days when penny candy was a big thing.
Well, and you used to go in Parker's drugstore and get an ice cream cone for a nickel, too. true.
Yes, yeah.
Gone are those days.
Those days are lost and gone.
It was good ice cream, too.
But you know, whenever we think of Parker's Drugstore, I always think of Jason Somerville.
Yeah.
Because Jason Somerville was almost always sitting on the steps at Parker's Drugstore.
He was like a fixture.
He was a fixture there, and all. And it just, of course, was such an amazing thing when he passed on, and there was all this money that has come to the town to look scholarships for the kids here. Would have been a wonderful thing. We both would have had more education if there had been things like that available at that point. But he was just a fixture there. And the soda fountain on the inside was very, very much. And Jack Campbell, who ran Parker's most of the year. I mean, in the summertime, they usually had a pharmacist there, too. But for most of the year, Jack opened that, kept that going. Those people are, you know, they're in the past, but they're part of Bethlehem. And a part of your memory. Part of our memory. And I think that, I think the town, of course, I think the town is much improved from those days in the late 30s when things were really going downhill. I mean, it was sad when people had to sell the hotels and sell them for nothing. And the town became, you know, more and more Jewish until the summertime, and then that all gave way too. Of course, it all gave way after the war because people started to move. They didn't come to stay all summer.
America went on the move.
Went on the move. The highway system and that made it so we could drive from Ohio to New Hampshire in about 24 hours straight through with four kids in the car.
Sometimes that's a plus and sometimes it's not.
Yes.
Because it takes you away as fast as it brings you home. And that's what towns are trying to do, is keep businesses, to keep our youngsters, get the education, come home, and use your valuable experience in your hometown.
Any other fond memories that you can think of, either one of you?
Well, I hope we continue to be able to come up. Another 5 years, I don't know. How many time to tell.
It's always important to people that we see when we come back.
Oh, sure.
And it's funny, Frank Ramsey, or Sonny Ramsey, who was just here. He was in my older brother's class, 1935. My brother died in service. My brother died in service in 1945. And he lives just about 20 miles from us. We're in Orlando, Florida, and we're east in Orlando, and he's in Titusville, right down the road. We haven't seen him for
years.
2 years, I think.
Had to come all this
way. We used to get together quite often.
No, we used to get together and play golf.
Yes, he doesn't drive as much as he
That happens, yeah. So contacts get slowed, sure.
We talk every so often. He left a message on our voicemail 2 weeks after we got up here, when we picked up the voicemail down there, and he left a message saying, "Well, we're heading for New Hampshire tomorrow."
And you're already here.
You're already here. And all, but it's, each time you come, there are fewer, but...
But it's important to come.
Yeah, it's important to come.
You get to clean that here.
Yeah. And, it's nice. And I think you're doing a wonderful job here.
We have a dedicated volunteer staff around here.
Yeah.
Well, hard workers.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful.
We all enjoy each other when we do a project.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Yeah, well, that's fun. That's great.
And like Joyce and I, we're not natives here, but we surely enjoy the people that we meet through this.
Yeah, well, I look forward to getting here as quickly as I can when we come up. And didn't get here quite early enough this year because I lost my good friend Ruth Whitcomb after we came, and I didn't know about it until we read it in the paper. It had taken us longer to get settled in this year.
Sure.
We're getting to that age where it takes time to organize ourselves.
Everything takes a little bit longer.
Yes. But I still have a lot of information down there that I've got to organize and get up here because I brought the genealogy books a year ago.
That's
the 1908 genealogy, so they're almost 100 years old. They have all the history of the Turner family, which of course was the beginning, and a lot of history of the Lewis family, and I imagine many other families that came around in
Well, the heritage certainly appreciates.
And
as you can see, they're protected.
Yes. Yes. Harvey said when we came in, somebody said something about, well, maybe they should be upstairs where people can see them.
No.
Harvey says those books are almost 100 years old.
They're being
protected.
No, that's right.
No.
They have to protect their valuable pages.
Yes.
And just your fingers.
They belong here, and I've got some other things at home. And my daughter had the picture made that's upstairs that is the first one of this block. And the history is beside it, and she had that done for us. So we'll get some more little things like that. I've got an awful lot of old deeds that of land on Lewis Hill. And they're very interesting because I also have a letter that says that some man at the time that Mr. Reed was selling the land at Mr. Gowdy, some lawyer went down there to able to try and match those deeds to the actual deeds. They don't match very well. No corners quite where it was. But there's a lot of history there. We've talked long enough, haven't we?
We've covered some very good territory.
I think so too.
Very good interview. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Is that it? You can.